This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras have announced their formal bid for World Pride 2023. With support from the state government, ANZ, Tourism Australia, and Qantas. This week, an Australian delegation will travel to key international destinations to present the case to InterPride for Sydney playing host to the major LGBTI festival in 2023. It would also bring over 1 million visitors to Sydney from around the globe and generate an economic footprint of between $600 and $800 million. Host of the project, Hamish McDonald, has publicly confirmed his relationship with partner Jacob Fitzroy at the recent GQ Gentleman's Ball in Melbourne. The journalist arrived at the ball and walked hand in hand with Fitzroy on the red carpet. While McDonald hasn't publicly commented on his sexuality, in April, he shared a photo of himself and Fitzroy with the caption, "Favourite human." The Therapeutic Goods Administration has announced that it won't ban alkyl nitrites, colloquially known as poppers, and instead will allow them to be purchased from behind the counter at pharmacies. The decision comes almost 9 months after the TGA proposed an amendment to outlaw the substance. In their announcement last week, the TGA confirmed that from February next year, amyl nitrites will be classified as Schedule 3, meaning they can be purchased from behind the counter at a pharmacist, pending appropriate packaging. A landmark New South Wales study has explored gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, and queer men's attitudes towards and experiences of intimate partner violence and sexual assault. Almost 900 GBTIQ men over the age of 18 were involved in the study, which found that almost two-thirds of respondents had been in an unhealthy or abusive relationship in the past. It also found that younger men were more likely than older men to report incidents of abuse within the last 4 years, and that 51% of respondents agreed that sexual coercion and pressure were common among gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, and queer men. Anti-LGBTI campaigner Mary Kay Rancey, also known as the political posting mama, has issued a public apology to an LGBTI advocate after she was sued for defamation over a Facebook post. Delcy Moletta sued the blogger for defamation last year, alleging in the lawsuit that Rancey's posts and its numerous comments defamed her by suggesting she was a sick and twisted person who organises events for high school-aged children at which she engages in and condones sexually suggestive conduct while nude or semi-nude. Rancey has issued a public apology on her Facebook page, a post that will reportedly stay pinned to the top of the Political Posting Mama page for 60 days. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
In the US, the LA Dodgers LGBT Pride Night has become the team's most attended game in 7 years, selling a record number of tickets. The club estimated that 12,000 fans were at Dodgers Stadium, selling out of its LGBT ticket packages, drawing the biggest crowd of any major league game this season. Australian Olympic diving champion Matthew Mitchum has announced his engagement to partner Luke Rutherford. The Olympic gold medalist posted the news on Instagram saying his partner got down on both knees, while Rutherford said he was the luckiest man in the world. The couple celebrated their six-month anniversary in May. And finally, a Swiss court has ruled that Caster Semenya can temporarily run without taking medication to reduce her testosterone levels. The International Association of Athletics Federations recently announced that females with high levels of testosterone would not be able to compete without intervention in races between 400 metres and a mile, but now women will be allowed to compete in races of all distances until at least June 25th. Semenya's legal team asked for a suspension of the IAAF ruling, which has been granted until the appeal is finished.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.